What up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of Swag Keys with Mr. Charles and Coach
C. What's up? What's up? Well, everybody had a great week, great weekend as well. We back with another fire episode we finna give y'all.
See, my friend, this is gonna be a good one. You better open your ears, my friend. So we got some good stuff for y'all today. We need your ears open, right? And share, guys. You can definitely find us on our Instagram page. Coach, tell them the Instagram page.
Swag Keys. Swag Keys on IG. Swag Keys.
And Coach, tell them about Swag's Instagram page as well.
Swag Family. S.W.A.G.Family.
Awesome. And you can follow me at business_talks. I might end up changing that. But I fell so much in love with that name for so long. I like the name. It's different. Business Talks. I do believe in Business Talks. So, yo, we got a great topic of discussion. We're going to talk about the importance of leaving a lasting impact on someone. So, me and Coach, she had a conversation earlier about, our students leaving impacts on students that we come across, right? Because we don't know what their background holds. Like, some students are reluctant to tell you what's going on behind the scenes, but when they know they have somebody that look forward to seeing them every day, right? No matter what they're going through, it helps them give themselves an extra push, an extra boost throughout the day.
Right. So it's just very important to leave a positive impact on anyone that you may encounter, because as the old saying goes, you want to make your first impression your best impression, and you never know how that person can change your life and bring joy into your life, whether you know them for a long time or you just met them. And like Mr. Charles said earlier, especially with the youth, because we never know what the youth might be going through at home, whether they're sleeping correctly, AC, food, sharing clothes, wearing dirty clothes, whatever the case may be, missing parent, maybe in a foster care. So when we indulge into the youth and when we connect with them, and yeah, sometimes, don't get me wrong, the youth can be a pain. But at the same time, I feel like every child that brings a pain, especially every day, seeking for attention. There's something that's missing at home that they're seeking for. They're not getting enough attention at home. They need to talk. So that's their way of, to me, is being free, is by being a class clown, or getting on your nerves every time you see them. Mm-hmm. Because they need to be loved. They want that love. So sometimes I know as adults, we all go through it when we have our days and our mood swings where we don't, want to be bothered, or, we extra sassy or whatever. But remember, that child that's in your classroom, or that child that you may meet, you never know what he or she is going through. And you might be that person to save their life. They probably gonna commit suicide that day. But because you spoke something over them that was positive, it changed their mindset.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. So, I told you I started subbing, for extra cash. But, mostly to also create a pipeline into the mentoring program, the after school program, right? But I really wanted to see what takes place in these schools, right? So I've been to some phenomenal charter schools so far. I've been to, Matter Grove Academy, excellent school. Bridge Prep Academy, excellent school, right? These are some great schools, and I met some great kids. And, I'll do some things, like funny things, I think it's funny, right? I'm probably corny, but it's probably funny to me. But I leave them with a lasting impression, right, of me, where, I can come back and, Mr. Charles, what's up, Mr. Charles, when are you coming back to our class? I'm like, I don't know, when teachers get sick, I guess, right? And I'm like, but keep grinding, keep hustling, keep doing good at school, behaving yourself, right? We don't know what these kids go through, behind the scenes at home. Maybe mom works a lot. Maybe dad is not there. Maybe mom is not there. Maybe both parents are not there, right? Maybe some of them live with a guardian that they're not getting along with, right? So, it's up to us, and not just up to us coaches, teachers, and coaches. It is up to everybody. If that's your classmate, try to make it the day the best for him, right? You know, just make him feel good. You know, I was watching on the news, these two young men literally gave bought a bunch of shoes and clothes to this one other young man because he was getting, you know, they were laughing at him. Even them, they even admitted we were laughing at the jokes they would say at the young man about, oh, you wear the same clothes every day like a cartoon character, right? And they was continuously, and the kid would just get mad, and then, like, everybody. And then one day, those two young men were like, yo, like, I don't think we're doing the right thing. You know, like, we don't know what's going on with him, right? So they asked, they're like, why do you wear it? He's like, well, it's my only set of clothes. I said, what? Yeah, I'm in a foster home. So my only clothes I got. And they're like, whoa, we didn't know that. So kudos to these young men. They went to their parents. Ma, this is what's going on. So they took that week to buy everything, find out his size and everything like that. And they presented it to him. A bunch of clothes, socks, underwear, boxers, t-shirts, new gear, right? And it was just like such a great thing because here's a kid that probably thought he hates the world because everybody hates him. Mm-hmm. And then these two young men just did something that just probably snapped his mind out of it.
Listen.
Right? And he's probably thinking more positive now than ever, right? And they even said that we're friends now, like we involve him, right? But look how just small stuff creates a lasting impact on somebody. And who knows what that young man that got blessed will do for others going forward. Just right. For that one thing, he could be the next great person to create something that benefits foster kids, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so I just love the idea of it. Guys, like, it's just not on parents, it's not on it's not on coaches, it's not on teachers only. It's on you guys, the youth, you guys as adults, everybody. As one, find a way to leave a positive, lasting impression on somebody. It's very simple, guys. Like, good morning, smile, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I like your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you were losing weight today. I saw you lost some weight. I saw you last week. Now you look a little thinner now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things that can kind of, like, word of affirmation, like, to take them another step, you know, right. Make them feel good.
Yeah, because that person could have woke up and just not feeling it today. And your smile and just your good morning, your energy itself just waved the whole negativity of how they feeling and the emotions they was going through.
Yep.
Like, so that's why I don't know, but with me and my coworkers, they, I'm crazy, but when I clock in, I be super loud.
Yeah.
I'm loud. They be like, Coach, where y'all this energy from? I be like, God. And half of the time, I ain't gonna say half of the time, some of the times when I walk into school, I ain't really feeling it. But I ain't screaming because of them. I'm screaming because I need some energy of my own.
The,
you know what I'm saying? I
need to stir up
this positive cup for me, not just y'all, but for me.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, I can't walk around school for 8 hours with my shoulders heavy. Like, nah. You know what I'm saying? It's or take it out on kids that ain't do nothing to me.
Mm. Speak on it. A lot of teachers do that. You know, as you're guilty of it. I know some of y'all guilty of it where you guys carry your issues from home to the school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or vice versa, from school to home.
Absolutely.
You can't do both. What happened at the job stays at the job.
That's it.
You can't bring that pressure at home because nobody in your household did nothing to you.
Absolutely. That's why I felt like the coach, I think it was last Monday, talked about Motivational Monday on my page. I went about performing when the lights are on. Right? When I go into my after school program, regardless of what happens at home or whatever happened prior to that day, like, these kids are relying on me to get their assignments done, completed, and make sure they're learning what they're getting in class. And I can't do that by dragging in. Yo, I'm coming in, like you said, Coach Lau. What's up? How y'all doing tomorrow? How you doing today? Where my workout? You done? You ain't done? Why you talking? Let's go, baby. Let's go. We got work to do.
Yeah.
Right? I'm coming with energy because they're going to feed off of it.
Right.
You know, and I started doing Student of the Week now. Mm. Right? So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm checking grades. And I'm seeing who's coming up, who changed their grades, who's doing better on quizzes, tests. They're actually telling me they have quizzes and tests. And all that just comes into that. And, you know, I've handed out some. and I saw instant, all right, instant energy come from them where they're gonna be like, yo, I'm getting it again next week. And then I'm like, no, I'm getting it. No, I'm getting to watch a creative competition, right? Like, and not a dangerous one to where like, no, they're gonna sabotage you. Like, no, like, no, I'm gonna do better than you in school. Well, let's see, you gotta work as hard as me type of thing. You know what I'm saying? All right, I can work as hard, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? But they know they're brothers at the end of the day. And they gotta motivate and push each other.
Right.
Or sisters too, because they have girls in there as well. So that they really took the challenge. And I'm waiting to see this week. Who's next? You know, like, give it to them. And look out for some of the posts and the pictures for them. But they really, really showed out. They really turned their grades around. I'm super impressed with them. You know, again, having a lasting impact on somebody. It may not happen right away, but I guarantee you, over time, you will see a change.
And it keeps them going. Like, I started to do a little incentive for my kids, like, last week. For the whole month of February, we're doing a two-ball tournament. So last week was a championship week. And I told the kids, you know, whoever wins, get Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. Kids started going hard, really competition. I'm talking about people losing and crying, like real life crying.
Yep.
I'm like, for the Dunkin'?
For the Dunkin', baby.
For the Dunkin'? You know, like,
y'all got it right next door, coach.
Real life crying. Before I even finished, before the tournament even finished, they're like, coach, what we doing next? What is going to be for them? I don't know, y'all. Relax. But even before then, like, I was buying pizza, you know, the month before, for whatever sport that we had going in, it was competition and only a winning team. And yes, it's like, what the losers get? I said, well, in life, losers don't get nothing but a lesson.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Ain't nobody paying you a check for a job that you ain't show up to.
That's the truth. We can't keep rewarding recognition, right? Just you lost. Like, not willing to give you a trophy and whole group picture. Like, I like the group picture part, but like the whole trophy thing. You know what? You guys participation trophy. Like, nah, you have it. Like, I used to hate. I don't know about you, coach. No, I do know about you. You probably hate it. Now I know you hated not winning. Like, participation trophies to me were like, all right, bro, I'm just gonna put it on my mom to see it, right? I'm gonna put it on my mom wants to show her friends and my son play basketball, right? Like, I just knew, but inside I knew, nah, if we didn't win first place, man, I ain't satisfied. You know what I'm saying? And that came from a coach. You know, that came from my coach who really put that in me. Same with you. I know you have plenty of coaches, coach. And again, for those who don't know, this is Miss D Wade right here. Like, this was a baller of All Day County back in the day. And I don't mean back in the day, like, we're talking about 80s and 90s. I'm talking about, like, 2000, what, 4 to 8?
Yeah, 6.
2004, 6, right? All state, all day. But we used to, like, hate losing. But we had great people that impacted us to want to do better, right? Leaving that lasting impression. And I, you know what? I have my middle school basketball coach. Remember Coach Wilder?
Yes.
Coach Wilder. You know, a lot of how my tactics are when I am with my guys stem from this gentleman who, you know, took a chance on me playing basketball in middle school and really taught me when my dad wasn't really teaching me anything, you know, and whether it was around at the point. But this gentleman, like, showed me how to tie a tie. That was the person that first showed me how to tie a tie. Mm. You know, show me what it is to be a man and handle your business, right? That's why I always use that term, like, handle your business. Like, stop goofing around. You goof around after the business handles,
right? Right.
And, man, it just, and the work ethic, like, work hard. He's making me want to vomit. We used to vomit on the side after practices, bro. That's how hard a practice was. Or if he wasn't satisfied with performance, we would be practicing with the headlights on, car headlights on at the basketball court. You know what I'm saying? But, man, shout out to everybody who's really trying to leave a lasting impact on somebody or a group of people. You know what I'm saying? You know, like E.T. E.T. do that with millions.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe did it with millions.
Wayne Wade.
D. Wade. LeBron do it. Let me tell you, LeBron and Steph, they're the next ones to take over after retirement. You know what I'm saying? I can see it. And LeBron is changing the perspective of how an athlete should live or set up his businesses during and after. He already said he wants to be a team owner. He said it. Mm. He said I saw the issue with team owners while playing. I want that corrected. And the only way to get it corrected is by what? Hopping in. Right? So shout out to them and everyone else who really trying to leave an impact.
Yeah. Tom Brady, Magic Johnson. The list goes on and on. On and on with leaving an impact. And to me, I mean, don't just do it. Just do it. Do it from the heart. But when you do it, I don't know. To me, personally, when I'm impacting a kid, one of my kids come back and say, hey, coach, you know, you said something to me that set with me, and it really changed my life or had an impact on my life. I feel good about that.
Yep.
I feel good.
Absolutely. It changes your heart at the same time. If your heart is genuine into doing what you're trying to do.
Right.
You know, if you're not trying to do it for self-gain, like, I know we have our mentoring programs and we're all trying to get funding and trying to find grants and showcase that, oh, we're the best one to give it to. But at the end of the day, you know, I could honestly say, coach, grant money or not, like, I'm the same person.
Right.
Like grant money or not, I'm the same person for these kids. At the end of the day, like, we've seen some of most of their lives outside of school,
mm-hmm.
and what it looks like, right? And I feel that most teachers can see what a lot of these kids outside of school look like. A lot more teachers will be a little harder for these kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they see what some of their lives look like. You know, I've had some home situations where it wasn't the best, and I start questioning parents' thought process, and I'm like, are you sure? Like, why would you? You know what I'm saying? Like, silly stuff that I'll be like, I'm like, the person needs help, and you're not trying to get them to help, right? I just don't understand that. When you have a child, and I know it's not the easiest, right? But when I see that you have opportunity, but you choose otherwise, you just have something otherwise, if not even work, if something else, I get upset because I know there's a young man or young woman who could benefit from extra help, especially academically, right? Or even just personally. Right, talk to me. What's going on in your mind? And then, you know, I have a lot of people that just very to themselves. I don't blame nobody. Ask them about how their day is doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one asks them, you know, how you doing? How's life? You know? So a lot of times they shelter everything inside because ain't no one really asking. And then what they're asking, they probably not even really caring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I love what I do with these guys. You know, I spoke to my young guys coach recently. You know, we haven't been meeting with the older guys as much. We've been over the phone. I'm calling, you know, what's up? I'm pulling up on them. My young guys we meet. But I've been pulling up on a lot of my older guys or on the phone with them. You know, they're going through a little something. So I said, you know what? Next week we're going to link up to eat. You know, I think it needs to, like, you guys need to, like, woosah.
Right.
Y'all need it to, like, vent. You know, I feel like I need to vent with y'all. So we're going to meet up and just sit down and have some food and just talk to them. Get away from home is the best thing for them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
Get away from home is the best thing for them. Right? Where they can be up for a few hours and just vent. That's it. Vent.
Yeah. So true. So true.
So we're going to hop into the next part, guys, of our podcast. And it's called, What Did We Struggle With This Week? And how are we overcoming it? I guess I can start it off, Coach. One thing I can say I struggle with this week is time management. Right, that was my biggest thing this week because I've been posting. Actually, the last 2 weeks I've been struggling with it, but I finally feel like I'm gonna nip it in the butt. And that is, you know, like a lot of my motivational videos I've been posting. If it's Monday, I've been posting it on Tuesday or Wednesday. If it's we went in Wednesday, then I'm posting it on Saturday, right? And I'm like, bro, like I'm so behind and trying to get these videos out because I'm trying to stay consistent. But I've been putting it out every week, but it hasn't been on the days. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, cool. I need to get back to Motivational Monday. We went in Wednesdays. Even Mind, Body, and Soul Thursday. That's the one that I have pulled out, but we went in Wednesday. But I'm about to bring that back. Mind, Body, and Soul Thursday. Everyone needs that relief, right? And it just been how I overcame it, right?
You still did it.
Yeah, I still did it. That's the good thing about it. I still finally do it. But I need to do it on that date that I decided to do because there are people tuning in who call me, yo, like, you haven't dropped it yet. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? All right, gotcha. It's coming. I promise. Even the podcast for the last one we did, you know, that was computer glitches issues. But, but it's still supposed to be done on time. So, you know, I'm fixed. That's being fixed as we speak because what did I do to fix that? It basically I'm setting aside a certain time of the day to record it. So that time of the day, like, there's no interruptions. You know, I need my 15 minutes. Them videos don't fit. Actually, I need my 30 minutes. Them videos don't come that quick, y'all. I'll be having to go there and edit and redo. I have like 20 takes before I like the one that I actually like, right? So that's my struggle for the week that I'm fixing. What about you, Coach?
Man, something that I've been struggling with this week, time management, as well as far as just being on time to work. And really, that's something that I don't struggle with. I'm very well at time management. But here's the thing. You have your days. You know, you have your weeks. And so I just felt like, I don't know, I was just sluggish this week for some reason. And I want to go to work. I don't want to go to work. You know, so, you know, I struggle with getting up. But once I got up and got to work, I instantly became an impact on the kids and what I needed to do for all my classes. So the way I fixed that was, okay, I might be running maybe 10 or 15 minutes late to work each day, but me running 10 or 15 minutes late to work is not going to mess up my 24 hours out of the day. Mm-hmm. Me running 10 or 15 minutes late to work, I'm not going to have an attitude because I am late to work, or take it out on somebody because I am late to work, or have a negative outtake or thought process throughout the day. Some people, some of y'all let the most silliest, simplest things mess up your entire day. You can wake up on the wrong side of the bed, your kid might be running late, your kid probably left their book back home, or you need gas and you late to work, and then you just say, oh, my whole day I messed up. No, during that moment, that time, okay, you hit a hiccup. You have the whole day to smile, to laugh. You still got a job, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. You still got limbs, you can still walk, you can still talk. So it's the little things. I try not to let any hiccup that I go through, whether it's small or big, not deteriorate my day and especially my life, my thought process. Okay, I'm running 10 to 15 minutes late all week. Cool. Next week, I'm back on my grind. During the day, I get to work. Hey, I need to do what I need to do and keep it going. I'm not taking that 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes late of work with me on every period, even my lunch break. Dang, I was late 10, 15 minutes a day. Dang, I was late yesterday too, doing the same thing. Gosh, man, what you doing, C? Nah, I'm here. I made it. I'm taking care of my classes. I'm coaching. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm good. Today is a good day. Today will be a good day.
Absolutely. And that's why we have this segment, guys. You know, to focus on the thing that maybe you guys are lacking in the week, but kind of bringing it to light so it doesn't continue to happen. Right, because Einstein's definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results, right? So that's why we bring this to light, to show that, hey, we're human as well. This is how we're addressing our issues, so you can do the same, all right? Now we get into our sports talk. Coach, I want to ask you, you know, we big NBA people, right? So, who you got going to NBA Finals?
Clippers. I like the Clippers to go to the NBA Finals, and I won't be surprised if Boston slip up over there.
Who's going to East?
Boston.
You got Boston.
I love the Heat now, but I don't know, man. Boston looking good. At first, I thought Philly had it, but Philly started cracking early.
They got. I think Brett Brown's gone after the season. I think if they don't get to the conference finals or get to the finals, Brett Brown will be fired. And I think he is the issue with that team, honestly, at this point, because he's not getting everybody to gel. You have a guy like Al Horford, an all-star Al Horford, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Josh Richardson from the Heat they picked up in the trade. What's
the
his
lefty,
name?
Ben
Simmons.
Yes.
You can't win with that team in the East. Like, really? Like, Miami has less. And I have a better record than you guys, right?
Right.
So, honestly, you know, I agree. But I don't know about Boston, Coach. You know, I'm going with my Nigerian brother over there at the Bucks, baby. Giannis Antetokounmpo. The man is on a mission. Like, they have built that team so well around him. And he has elevated his game. Remember we talked about it last year?
Yeah.
About the jump shot issue, right? When Kawhi forced him to shoot. This year, throughout from the beginning of the season to the part of the season, he has started to take more and more jumpers, fadeaways, contested three-point shots, uncontested three-point shots. He is preparing himself for what killed him last year to finish them off this year. And there's no Kawhi in their way. I don't think Philly right now.
Everybody got to stay healthy. That's the big thing.
They gotta stay. So far, they've been doing good.
Yeah, they've been doing good.
They can match up with Boston. I think they can match up very good with Boston. I think the size will be an issue for Boston at some point because a seven game series is very grueling. It's not a regular season. Remember, the playoffs is a whole different level of contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
They allow more. And I don't feel as Boston's ready for that just yet, right? And you know, on the West, I've been complaining about them this season, man, but I gotta go with my Lakers, man. I've been complaining about them because I thought they don't have the toughness.
So you think in a 7-game series against the Clippers, they win it?
You know why I say yes? The Clippers have yet to play with everybody on that team as one yet.
Can they still beat the Lakers, right, this year?
No, hold on.
Wait, and they still managed to beat the Lakers,
They beat the Lakers that one time, right?
Okay. And they set the game that they were supposed to play during the time Kobe died, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, they haven't played. They're going to be
set for April 2nd.
I think that game.
It's set for April 2nd.
April 2nd game, you know what? April 2nd, I feel like both teams are going to sit their guys out that game.
Why? Close to the playoffs?
Close to the playoffs. And, you know, that's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere, right? It's going to be a physical game. And I don't think the Lakers are going to risk having LBJ and AD out at that point. Why? The Clippers are too deep. They can throw guys at LeBron now, right? They can throw Kawhi. They can throw Marquise Morris. They can throw a couple guys at him, right? But, you know, I think and Paul George, right? But Paul George has been missing games. You know, his last couple games before he got injured didn't look so good, right? You can tell at some points of time they do have chemistry. Who's going to have the ball and when? They just signed Reggie Jackson. They didn't even need him. I thought they didn't need him. But they got him.
They got Isaiah Thomas too now.
Yeah. They picked him up too?
Yeah.
The Clips?
Yeah.
They're too deep. And Doc Rivers is a phenomenal coach, but to manage too many egos like that, Reggie's going to want his minutes. Isaiah, even at the end of the career, he's going to want his minutes. You got guys that are going to want minutes, right?
But it has to be earned, too, now.
It got to be earned. Like, Marquise Morris, he's taking away minutes from somebody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he's a hustler.
And it's probably going to be Harrell, because they're going to go small at some points. And for Harrell,
hey, you see, once you got playing small ball, Houston.
Yeah, that's not going to last too long in the playoffs. You got to be on
the Not even that. I've been watching the past couple of games, and I want to say, I think they was playing against the Pelicans. And him by himself. What's the guard name?
Westbrook
took the first 10
shots,
and they all was jump shots, and he all missed. I'm like, at some point, dude, Harden, you lay it back. Get the ball, be assertive, do something.
You know what, though?
He hasn't worked on his jump. Clearly, he hasn't worked on his jump shot. He missed the first 10 shots.
But you know, he is leading the league in points in the paint. That's the good thing about it. But my issue with him at this point, well, not an issue. I feel like it's good that Harden is not throwing up as many shots now. Why? Because that's what played him for the last 3 years. Like, that style of play, trying to be superhero man, and get to the playoffs, you're tired. Like, when it's time to, like, be there, he's tired. But he's carrying the whole team for, you know, the whole entire season trying to put up 35. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's managing 35 a little better now because he's been having to pull up, like, just chill.
Yeah.
Let Westbrook get his first two quarters and then finish off the next two. That's it. But I think LA will get past the Clippers. For the biggest thing is I feel like they haven't played together as often. I feel like you will get a different AD in the playoffs. I think LeBron will elevate him in the playoffs. I feel like you will get different Kuz in the playoffs, which we haven't really seen him in the playoffs, so let's see. Avery Bradley's been there. Danny Green has been there.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, NBA Finals. Right? They've been there. JaVale McGee, NBA Finals.
Yeah.
They've been there. Who except
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard.
Championship. He's been there.
LeBron got three too. LeBron got three too.
He got a ring.
But you got who else has been there?
What's the guard? Ooh. He hurt, but wasn't he went there with
Paul George?
Oh, he hasn't went there with Indiana, no?
Can't have been there, madam. Oh, that one year that he got the Heat, that they almost got the Heat years ago. From there, remember, he's been struggling in the playoffs since then. He has struggled mightily. And that's my guy. PG's my guy. Yeah. That's one of my top five players to me. Yeah. PG, because he's just so well-rounded.
Yeah.
But he has not performed in the playoffs. Lou Williams, it's been a minute when he was in Philly.
Yeah.
That was the last time, and they got knocked out by the Heat.
Yeah, he's right? Season. Yeah.
Who else? Who you got? Reggie Jackson?
But do you believe that Kawhi can give them that oomph that they may need? Because remember, when he was with Toronto, Lowry was with, went to the, he didn't go to the semifinals.
That's true.
But you see how, did you see how he elevated his game last year in the playoffs? Everybody thought he was going to be a bust in the championship game.
He performed.
He came out and gave you 20 or better each game.
You know who I give that credit to, though? I really feel like I give credit for that. Nick Nurse. Why? Nick Nurse didn't play heavy minutes. Nick Nurse played him in most important minutes. He brought, and this guy, Van Fleet, has stepped up. Ibaka's doing it now.
But what was the difference between when they had DeRozan there, where it was the 1-2 punch for many years, and they couldn't get over that hump? Now all of a sudden, you get Kawhi, and your whole team shift to a whole nother level. It's like,
I thought they got deeper, and they got more, they got better, right? Pascal Siakam was an all-star type player. He got better. And he's still doing it now, even after. And look at the record now. They went on 17 straight game winning streak at one point, 16 straight games without Kawhi Leonard. And they beat tough teams. They beat 500.
Yeah, they still pretty good.
You know what I'm saying?
Still pretty
so
good.
So it tells me a lot. It's like, well, I have to give kudos to Nick Nurse, because Nick Nurse put Kyle Lowry opportunities to be great, right? And he don't have to overplay him minutes. Mm-hmm. He can bring in Van Fleet. Ibaka is more aggressive. Siakam is Siakam now. Siakam is that guy. Marc Gasol last year was that guy that held that. He hasn't come back yet. They have a young guy, I feel like Johnson, something like that, young kid that's balling out of his mind for them right now off the bench. They have great coaching. So that, and I believe Doc Rivers is a great coach, but they have not played together yet. It's tight. The managing of the body, I understand that, blah, blah, blah. But chemistry issues will be an issue. I believe that. I feel like they'll get to the conference finals, because I don't think a lot of teams are as tough as them, mm-hmm. right? I think Denver is really good, but I think Denver is too soft. They're not tough enough. I don't think Houston, outside of Westbrook, they're not tough enough.
Portland been playing though.
They're not even in the playoffs. and Damian Lillard missed the last game, so they're not even in the playoff talk right now. I got Pelicans making them before they make it. Honestly. They had, CJ, I don't know where CJ McCollum went to. He went on vacation, but I have not. That's the missing punch. Dame been doing it by himself. Dame shouldn't have to put up 40, 50 a game.
Yeah.
When you got the likes of him there.
Carmelo. Even
Carmelo, another guy who's killing me in my fantasy league now. He started off doing good. He's killing me right now.
Ooh.
He's killing me right now, man. His shooting is so terrible right now. But you got guys like Whiteside having to put up 20 to survive. For your team to survive, yo, CJ got to come in. And they have no depth at the bench. There's none. The bench is terrible. I don't see them making playoffs this year. But like I said, I got the Bucks, because Giannis has, he improved his game more than any other player this year. Any superstar. What did LeBron add to his game that he didn't have already? What did AD add to his game he didn't have already? What did Kawhi add that he didn't have already? Maybe a little bit better passer. He's a better passer. What did PG add? What did he tell me these top guys? What did Westbrook add? The only person that added more to his game was Giannis. And I feel like they have the team to get to the finals. I really believe so. If they don't get there, I'll be shocked again this year. I really would be shocked. But
I won't put none past them. But then I still got Boston.
Boston is tough. Boston is tough, but I'm telling you now, Boston is tough. But I think the hunger of Giannis, that's that Kobe hunger. Like, bro, we're not cool. I'm going to bust you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we're not cool. I'm going to bust you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think Thon Maker, who was on his team last year, got traded in mid last year, and they played him. He dunked on Thon Maker like 10 times. They thought Thon Maker got him solved. Oh, yeah. He was telling them how to guard Giannis. Mm-hmm. I would do it. So they put him on him, and he got banged on like 4 or 5 times in that game. And he was like, I don't know how to play him then. You know, but at the end of the game, all right, bro, see you later. Like, that's it. Like shit. And they were teaming for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? But he was just like, nah, like, I'm different.
Right.
You feel me? So, we're going to end it there, guys. So, Coach got Boston and the Clippers. I got the Bucks and the Lakers. Yo, go on our social media. You're going to see a poll. Look at the poll and let us know what you think. All right? We have closing remarks, guys. Just my closing remark. Actually, ladies first, Coach. What's your closing remarks?
My closing remarks will be not to let any little thing or big thing mess up your day. Keep going. Clap for yourself. Keep going. Your day will be good. That one little thing or that one big thing can't mess up your day.
Yo, mine is getting to the gym, baby. I'm getting back. I had knee pains. I'm getting back in the gym. Last week was tough for me because I've been having a lot of like excruciating knee pains. But I'm fighting my way back this week. So get in the gym. Maybe someone needs to hear that today. Get in the gym, baby. Or exercise. Yeah. Take a walk. Something. Yeah. Eat better. It's time to do our body better. All right? Until next time, peace.
Peace.